Something Secret, written by Gwyneth Reese and read by Sophie Aldred.
Chapter 1. I stared at the diary in Marla's hand. "Did you read it?" I asked nervously. Marla gave me her most severe look.
"Laura, I may be your mother's best friend, but I don't think that gives me the right to read her private diary, do you?"
She stressed the word private, as if she thought I might not have associated the word with Mum's diary before. I didn't answer. She'd caught me with the diary, and she knew I'd read it. Now she was working really hard at trying to make me feel guilty.
"I mean, I realise your mother left for the airport a whole 10 minutes ago, but believe it or not, I haven't yet seized the opportunity to search through all her personal things. I suppose by your standards that's a bit slow, is it? I mean, there might be some more diaries or some interesting letters we could read."
I squirmed, despite not really feeling guilty. Marla can be very sarcastic when she's cross. This time, though, she had no right to be cross. Not with me, anyway.
"It's all Mum's fault," I said defensively. "If she'd told me the truth in the first place, I wouldn't have had to go and read her stupid diary. I wish I hadn't read it anyway. It's horrible!"
I heard myself make an awful choking sound as I burst into tears.
"Laura, what are you talking about?"
I could hardly speak. I started taking short, sharp breaths.
"You know, Mum's sister, Kathleen," I stammered between sobs.
"The sister who died in an accident when they were children?"
I nodded.
"Except that it wasn't really an accident," I gasped. What really happened was, Mum killed her!"
As soon as I'd said it, there was a complete silence, as if Kathleen had dropped dead in front of us right now in this very room, instead of in some other room more than 20 years ago. Marla sat quite still on the settee, with an expression of complete disbelief on her face.
"Laura," she was shaking her head in utter dismay. "Laura, I can't believe..."
Her voice dried up. We just stared at each other, dumbly. It was very unusual for Marla to be speechless, even if she couldn't believe something. It didn't last long.
"Laura, I can't believe that you can believe..."
She pulled some tissues out of her pocket and threw them at me.
"I think you better stop crying and tell me the whole story."
I gulped. I was feeling pretty speechless myself. I mean, finding out your mother is a murderer isn't even the sort of thing you always imagine happening to someone else but not you. It's the sort of thing you can't ever imagine happening to anyone.
"Just start at the beginning," Marla said firmly. "Come on, you'll feel better. It's no good trying to bottle things up."
I sniffed. I have to admit, I've never been a great one for bottling things up.